Today's talk is called Letting All of It Sink In, whatever that it is. And I always think about this, like when I think back on the Bible stories and I think about when Jesus would perform a miracle and people would come up and, you know, try to talk to him about it or question the works. And he would simply say, it's not I, but the Father within me that does all this work. You know, don't you get that? And so last week was Mother's Day, so I was talking about Mary Magdalene's Gospels, where she also talks about that, about, you know, start looking at the manifestations, start looking at the works, start looking at what's coming through the individual, start looking at what's coming through you, and understand that it's not you, but the creative energy within you that is doing this. You know, and that's a really big thing, to let that sink in. It's a wonderful shift in consciousness to understand that I don't have to figure all this out. I don't have to make it all happen. That there's something within me that actually makes this happen. But I have to give it an opening. I have to give it the freedom to do what it is I say my heart's desires are, and not jump in the way of it and close down and shut down my heart and become all freaked out, because that's not the environment for it. So what I love about that opening quote is that enlightenment cannot be attained nor forced. It can only happen. It can only appear when it is given a vacant space to appear in. So this today is really about finding that vacant space for it to appear in. So you probably have noticed that you have kind of a crazy person living inside of you. Do you know that? You know, like, if you could bring that person out and sit them across from you in the table, you'd go, get out of my house. You are driving me nuts. One minute you're telling me to do this, the next minute you're saying, run for the hills. Or what were you thinking? I was like, what you just told me. So it plays both sides of the fence. You should get married. Oh, you're crazy. You should not get married. Don't you know 50%? You know. You can do this. What do you think you're doing? These are the kinds of conversations that we have, that if you actually brought that person out in front of you, you would have them committed. So we all recognize there is this voice inside of us, right? So if I said, let's be quiet for just a few seconds and really look at that voice, see that voice. The voice is saying, what are you talking about? You can't observe me. There's no other voice inside me. Saying a lot of stuff. Just words, letters, connected, sentences, on and on. But you can observe it, can't you? You can see what it's doing, right? So if I say, who are you right now? You're not going to say, I'm that voice, are you? You're going to say, I'm the one who can observe the voice. I am not my little personality. I am the observer of the voice. I'm the observer of everything that's going on here. But I come from a much larger picture. And that is the beginning of letting it all sink in, that simple exercise of slowing down and observing. The voice that wakes us up in the middle of the night, that tells you you got to get up, oh my gosh, you forgot to do that, observe it. And it will calm down right then. Who would ever guess you have that much power and that much love and that much peace within you? But you do all the time. And so when we talk about we want to create peace, we don't create peace. We don't create enlightenment. We don't create love. We don't create joy. We simply remove all the crazy stories and voices that block it. That's all we have to do. But unless we can observe that voice inside of us, we don't even know that we have another option. But we do have another option. Meditation is a great way to observe the voice. But the first thing in meditation is you have to get past the little voices that are saying, I can't do this. It's too hard to meditate. I can't possibly do this. So what you do is you observe those little parades of sentences running by and you simply observe them. I can't do this perfectly. And you just observe that. It's too hard. Observe. Is this making sense? We simply observe the personality running off in all of its different directions, and we just allow it to be without trying to change it. When we run into a problem, what we've done is we have focused in on the voice. We focus in on it, and then we start operating from it. Oh, you forgot to call so-and-so. She's going to be really upset with you now. You should have done that. I'll call her later. What if I forget later? It's all going to be okay. We have all the clarity we need. We have all the time we need to accomplish everything. When we think about what Jesus was saying, which we normally don't talk about the Bible very much, I am in the Father and the Father's in me. That's just the term he used, Father. I am in the God and God is in me. I am in the Goddess and the Goddess is within me. I am one with the universe and the universe is one with me. All of these are valid. It's which one resonates with you, because you are talking about the observer. You're talking about whatever it is within you that you want to sink into more and more so that everything gets a nice calm and peace over it. Because actually, that is our natural state. That is who we are. We are not the projector of peace, which is what we try to be. When we try to get spiritual, we try to project peace. We try to walk around, nothing bothers me. But it's not true. If you could see what's going on inside of me, you would know. But it's important that you think I am, so you think I have my act together. But I don't. So we don't want to project peace. We want to radiate peace. We don't want to project joy and artificial laughter. We want to be authentic joy. We don't want just the love of a personality. We want to radiate the love that we are. We don't become something else. We sink in to what we already are. And we do that best by connecting with what we really are, which is that observer, which is that timeless spirit, that energy that's within each and every person, not this special person over here, but not you over there. And then as the news comes before us, we simply observe the news, knowing that It is not a true story. It is one of the many stories that was running inside of our head already. We allow what comes in front of us and the resistance we feel within us to now observe not the person, but the resistance. To say, this is something I could let go of. This is a blockage right here that's preventing me from radiating peace and joy and love. Our personality wants to get into a battle with he said, she said, you're right, I'm wrong, or vice versa. It wants to talk about what's going to happen if this is the result. This terrible thing's going to happen. But that's not true. What's going to happen is what we start creating in our mind and already feeling has happened in our body if it's not something good. So we talk a lot about following the energy, to follow what is bringing us peace and allowing us to be in our natural state, and what things are causing static and upset. And we begin to observe what it is we're doing, our part in it. The whole thing is about personal responsibility. It's not about good and evil, which is what the world says it's about. You got to take care of this because this is evil and the good people have to take care of it. It's not some overwhelming thing that can't be accomplished, because what we're talking about is something that has no time limit, no limits. It's all that is. And if we get in the way of all that is, it will look as if it's a limited life and a limited existence. But it's not because it is a limited life and a limited existence. It's because we got in the way of it. So we have this wonderful story of an individual who walked through the world, and there's been others, who were able to make things happen without actually doing anything other than believing that there was something within them that could make it happen. And that's available to every one of us all the time. To say, I don't have to do this. There's something in me that does the work. All I have to do is give it the space and remove the blockages from myself and just let it flow. Because it is flow. It is spirit. It's not rigid. It's not in a box. It's not a formula. It's simply me relaxing into who I really am and becoming the observer, the higher self, the God within. And simply taming all the stories. And not by fixing each one of them, by letting them parade by and not getting attached to them. It's when we focus our energy, if you notice it, you got a lot of options of things to think about. Which one are you going to focus on? When you focus on that one thing, it becomes your whole world and your whole story. Everything now that you focused on, right there, everything makes sense to whatever you focused on. So if we're focused on our really lousy childhood and we want to live there all the time and we want to talk about it all the time, we will actually recreate that childhood. We will have exactly the same feelings today as we felt back then, because that's where we focused our creative energy. If instead we expand ourselves and say, I'm the observer, I'm observing something very important. There is nothing that can harm the observer. There's nothing that can touch it. It is beyond this world. It is in this world, as we've heard, but not of it. as we sink more and more into becoming the observer of the personality, we feel the peace come back. You all know this is who you really are. Not the little stories, not the thin-skinned, not the one that can be harmed, but the eternal self. I'm just going to let us rest with that. Thank you.